On this third Sunday of Advent, we continue our journey toward Christmas. We're still watching and waiting and praying and hoping that once again Christ will be born into our world, in our hearts, in our minds, and in our midst. How this will happen, what Christ's entering into the world again will look like, is one of the many mysteries of our faith. Will this Christmas be like that last 2016, where Christ re-entering into the world is manifested in the hearts of his followers? Or will this literally be the second coming, where Jesus comes in power and great glory, and the earth and the heavens are shaken to their very core? I don't have an answer to that yet, but somehow I think that Jesus and or the Holy Spirit can and do enter into the world time and again and upturn the world in ways noticed by only a few, or ways seen by many, or even by all. The time in which I grew up was a time of great upheaval and uncertainty, a time that has been said to not be unlike today. Although the upheaval and uncertainty of the late 60s and early 70s had somewhat of a different focus, and perhaps even laid the groundwork for some of the issues we face today. Not only was a very controversial Vietnam War in full swing, the first war played out in people's homes on their televisions, but women were gaining ground as they insisted on being treated as equals. Free love and mind-altering drugs were everywhere, and the Cold War between the United States and the USSR was going full tilt. This was far from the television picture of the childhood of the 1950s, where everyone seemed to know their place and were depicted as being perfectly content with their stations in life. One of many vivid memories I have of the experience of growing up in this time was classroom drills aimed at teaching children how to be prepared for the ever-looming nuclear attack by the Russians. In case of alarm, actually for either nuclear attack or a tornado warning, as if the effects of each would be the same, we were to get under our desks, sitting with our knees up and either our arms tightly wrapped around our calves with our heads down between our knees, or our heads resting on our knees and our hands covering our heads. In hindsight, the absurdity of thinking that this would have protected anyone from nuclear fallout is blatantly obvious. But at the time we were children, and if nothing else, these drills sufficiently terrified us of the Russians and what they were plotting to do to us, even in rural small towns in Alabama. Communists and communism around the world was evil and plotting to get us, we believed, as much as we believed in the monsters under our beds. This insidious form of government could never change. The living, visible icon of the divide between the East and the West had been built hastily one night in August in 1961 to keep folks from defecting from communism to democracy in the divided city of Berlin, the wall known as the Berlin Wall. And yet, on November 9th, 1989, the forces that would separate people from people, families from friends, literally, began to be dismantled. God's Spirit moved in the world, and that which had been meant to divide could no longer stand. That Spirit of God is still moving in the world, and it is that very Spirit that we call on today when we pray, "Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us." Have we lost sight of the moving of God in our world? Have we forgotten that the Spirit of God is still very much present and working in our midst in ways both big and small? Just a few weeks ago, there was a heartwarming story that made headline news about a woman named Kate McClure who ran out of gas on the outskirts of Philadelphia. She coasted her car onto an off-ramp of the interstate and proceeded to get out to make her way towards a convenience store to see if she could get help. On the side of the road was a homeless man who quickly came up to her, told her to get in her car, lock the doors, and stay there. He left, and not long after returned with a full can of gas, having spent his last $20 to purchase it. Kate was incredibly grateful, and although she had no cash on her at the time to reimburse his altruistic gift, she got his name, Johnny Bobbitt Jr., and was determined to somehow show him her gratitude. And boy, did she. She set up a GoFundMe page for Johnny, telling the story of his gift to her, and at the end of November had raised $385,000. And before we get all smug and self-righteously doubt the wisdom of giving a homeless guy with a history of bad decisions and drug addictions a check for $385,000, we need to know that Johnny now has a place to live, transportation, and a trust fund, which gives him a small annual salary so he can start over. Apparently, before he became homeless, he was a gifted EMT. There's definitely a long and difficult road ahead, and this is probably not going to be a happily ever after story because it is life. But there is hope. There is hope in the self-giving generosity of a homeless man, and there is hope in the response of a woman he helped, and the many, many people who never even met Kate or Johnny, but responded by giving of their resources to make a difference. Does that by chance sound like the working of the Holy Spirit to you? It does to me. And while this certainly made back pages of a few news sources and perhaps made it closer to the front on others, it's not what we hear about day in and day out, where our news is focused on finding fault and looking with what is wrong and who is to blame at all times. It is in this world, our world, a world filled with both good and bad, that we hear the words of the young woman who bring the Christ child into the world, who gave herself over to the Holy Spirit, expecting and knowing that life as she had known it and anticipated it would never be the same. Here again, the words attesting to the working of God re-entering the world. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. When God's Spirit comes into the world order is changed, and homeless folks provide for those who find themselves in need. And walls which divide, whether literally or figuratively, are torn down. And people come together for the good of all people. And so we watch, and we wait, and we hope, and we pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. We need God's power moving among us and reshaping our world and us. We want God's powerful Spirit moving among us and reshaping our world and us. And we pray that God's powerful Spirit will continue among us to reshape us and our world so that all people are known to be the beloved of God. Amen.